Welcome to the USPSA podcast. We'll be discussing USPSA, Steel Challenge, and Multigun. We'll be going behind the scenes to talk to area directors about USPSA board procedures and policies, what's in the minutes from the board meetings, and the discussions behind them. The current USPSA bylaws and the minutes can be found at uspsa.org/BOD_minutes and uspsa.org/bylaws. Additional information about USPSA, Steel Challenge, the rules, how to join, announcements, and where to find clubs can also be found at uspsa.org and scsa.org, and on mobile apps available from app stores.
USPSA podcast tonight. Join me is Steve Moneypenny, who is a candidate for USPSA president. Steve, thanks for joining us. If you'd like to introduce yourself to the membership and say a few words.
Thanks for having me. For anybody that doesn't know me, my name is Steve Moneypenny. I've been shooting USPSA since 1999. I've shot a lot of different shooting sports and found this to be my home. It gave me the most room for growth and the most enjoyment. It's kind of like Top Fuel drag racing, where everything else is just leading up to that. So I love this sport. I love all the sports that we have here. I shoot multi-gun, Steel Challenge, and pretty much just anything else that goes bang. So I greatly enjoy that, and I appreciate you guys having a podcast and letting us answer the questions and get our information out there.
Why are you seeking to be president of USPSA?
So, I've had a USPSA club at my home range for quite a while, and I've worked with different clubs. There's a number of things that I would like to see USPSA do, both for our local clubs and just to help the sport foster and grow itself. So, over the years and seeing the different things that have happened with the Office of President and feeling the things that they do, I think I can do the job better than what's been done in the past, and I want to watch this sport grow. It has been so much a part of my adult life that I want to let that be part of other people's lives and continue that for the next few generations.
Prior to announcing your candidacy, what have you done to help promote safe, fun, and fair practical shooting?
So the safety is a huge thing for me. I've been a gun user since I was a child, about 10 or 12 years old, when they first let me have an actual firearm. I went through the hunter safety course and all that, and when I was 18, I went ahead and became an NRA instructor. So, but I wasn't actually allowed to teach, so I assistant instructed and worked on that until I was about 21, and then started teaching classes, and of course, by that time, I had started shooting USPSA, IDPA, and some other action shooting sports, and I kind of brought that teaching in and helped teach other new shooters how to come up through that. And teaching, basic concealed carry classes and stuff, I would always point out that, the best shooters in the world are competition shooters. If you want to hone your skills, get to know like-minded individuals, and just have as much fun as we can have with our clothes on, you should come out to a shooting match. So I've used the concealed carry and the self-defense aspect of that to try to bring new people into the shooting sports. I got my RO certification in 2003, and I've worked a number of local and major matches pretty much as I came up for years, mainly Area 3 and 5 through 2004 to 2009, and any section matches that were within driving distance in order to be able to afford to shoot more.
What qualifications set you apart from other candidates? What previous or current employment or volunteer experience do you have that qualifies you for the role of USPSA president?
So, obviously, I have the shooting experience. I've, shot at every level from Grandmaster and now back to A or B class, depending upon how good I'm doing that day. So, the other things that I have that have brought me into that is I was a member of the Board of Realtors and the North Central West Virginia Multiple Listing Service, where we had to deal with a board of 8 to 10 other people, mostly powerful people that had their own mind made and opinions set of how they wanted to do things. And in order to work with that and get things done, you had to have compromises, bring information together, and find out what worked within the rules, because in real estate, there's always someone looking to sue you. So you had to match the legal ramifications of what your decisions were going to be and how that board was run. Since then, I've been a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee, and that works with intergovernmental agencies and the public sector, being oil and gas, the water company, anybody that would have a chemical or be involved in a response to a disaster. So hospitals and all that, and working together with those organizations to create exercises, plans, and comprehensive plans of what to do as we move forward and in case of emergency. So I think that those are the most important things. Since then, in the past year, my fiance and I have worked with a couple of other folks and are starting an animal rescue, which is a nonprofit. And it's very interesting to see the different legality issues with a nonprofit versus a state organization. And as well as that, it was recommended to me last year by a good friend of mine that runs national level road rallies, that I asked him about, you know, hey, where did you learn your organization for doing this? Because you're starting to organize, you know, 20 to 40 people minimum, going to multiple locations and all this stuff. I'm like, that level of organization is something that would greatly help with the duties tasked at the USPSA president. And he recommended to me, and as another friend of mine also recommended to me, that I needed to get into project management, take some classes. So I've taken a couple of classes. I have, I think, 6 books now. And I'm looking at within the next year, year and a half, to try to earn my project management professional designation.
Describe the current culture of USPSA.
So this may sound crazy, like what I have on the website, but I think USPSA has 3 separate subcultures, just as USPSA. You know, first of all, and these subcultures are also divided amongst the other disciplines also. So Multigun and Steel Challenge are part of the same subset. We have the group of local shooters that never really shoot anything but local matches. Most of them, as results have said, could care less about what happens on a national level. They want a match. They want to go shoot with their friends. It's nice to maybe sometimes compare that to, you know, a top shooter, but they're pretty much just going to shoot a few locals. And then we have the people that I consider regional shooters. These are the folks that they still shoot their local matches. They really want to compete against bigger shooters, better shooters, and to push themselves. And those folks will travel sometimes all over the country and just shoot, you know, area matches. They'll shoot, you know, section state matches. They may shoot, you know, 2, 3, half a dozen a year. And then we have the people that, you know, that I was part of, the kind of the crazy people who you see at every area match. You see them at nationals. If there's 3 nationals, you see them at least 2 of those 3 matches. So I think these 3 levels of competitors and range officers that work these type of matches with them are 3 dichotomous subsets of USPSA. And generally, it's people that just, you know, they enjoy the self-competition that it brings to them and honing their own skills. There are some people that just do it for, you know, to better their concealed carry skills, and there's other people that, you know, it is the most serious thing that they can bring. So to summarize that, I see USPSA as a bunch of Second Amendment, fun-loving individuals that just want to shoot, have fun, and enjoy themselves with like-minded people.
After reviewing the bylaws, please explain what the president of USPSA is responsible for and how you will fulfill those responsibilities if elected.
So the top thing here goes to the USPSA president is responsible for holding national championship matches, which I feel strangely about this as now because, well, that's currently what Jake does. So that is one of the reasons that I have been studying project management. I've worked a number of area matches. I always work our state championships here in West Virginia. Those are usually multi-gun. I've tried to coordinate and get a couple of guys to do some section championships. But the experience in those matches has, you know, led me to know that I need more organizational skills, the ability to build bigger and better nationals. One of my goals that's up there amongst the top of them, is top two or three, is to have a better nationals, have a more interesting awards ceremony, and a podium at the end where everybody can take pictures, kind of make USPSA Nationals the big show. It really breaks my heart, and it makes me mad in some ways whenever other people go to a match and say, well, that match was better than Nationals. I'm sure it does, you know, most people that are running for this office and that work for USPSA. But the bottom line is I want to make sure that there's enough physical and monetary assets to put on a Nationals where other people can't look out and say, there's a better match out there, we should go to that one. I want to make it on par with any of the IPSC matches like the Extreme Euro Open and stuff like that. So that is the primary goal of USPSA president. After that, it is planning the meetings, scheduling the meetings, and setting up the agendas. I feel that right now our agendas are a little bit lacking. There have been leaps and bounds in the past year about our minutes. I feel that our agendas and keeping on task with those could use some work still, and that is something I have a good bit of experience about. The next thing doing that is, after that, getting the minutes out in a timely manner. The last couple of months, I know the board has really pushed to do that, so it will just be a continuation of what's been going on there. So, along with that, being the face of USPSA, so being at matches, being available to our constituency, to all of our shooters, to be able to be contacted, and lastly, but not least, representing the USPSA in the IPSC forum. So, those are all things that I fully intend to do and am preparing to do, so as soon as I have that opportunity, I'll be able to step into that position.
What are the top three areas that need to be addressed within USPSA, and what is your strategy for addressing them?
So, I think right now we need to become more transparent. It's not that we're really trying to hide things, it's just it's harder to see. We've been working on it. I want to continue going. And by adjusting our agendas, we can make those so that hopefully, of course, I'm one vote of nine, that we can eventually do a webcast or something of the like of the meeting so people can know what is going on live, get to know their area directors better, how their area directors work within the group, so understand the dichotomy of the board of directors better. I think that is number one. Right under that is the budget. I think a lot of solid work needs to be put into our economy and budgeting. When I say our economy, I mean, there are a lot of things that are going on with our budget right now. People are seeing huge losses. And I think the transparency comes to that. A lot of the huge losses are stock market things that every company, every corporation out there that has money invested is losing money in some of those areas. So I basically want to help straighten up the budget, get everything till we are able to fund and show that we can fund our sport for the future. The next thing I have on my list here is USPSA National Championships and elevating to a better levels. I covered on that a little bit, but I want to add some podiums, add an ambiance where people want to come to these, where there are great photo opportunities, and everyone's able to get something more from the awards ceremony than just, you know, grab my trophy, quick smile, shake hands with the president, and run off with that. My other, you said three, but there's four, and I can't really pick which one I want to toss out here. I want to see a better information flow down to our clubs, and by reaching out to those clubs and creating a more personal relationship with the match directors, club officials, etc., I feel that we can do that as we grow all of our sports.
If elected president of USPSA, please explain how you will help support the clubs, sections, and current members, as well as promote USPSA to potential members?
So first and foremost, I want to put forth a more professional stance and a more professional demeanor, you know, at matches and lead by example. That's, I think, the best thing anyone can do is lead by a good, solid, respectful example. And by doing that, organizing our matches, whether it's nationals, anybody that needs help with the organization, be able to, you know, point those, set up groups of people that we can say, hey, these folks have set up amazing matches. Here's their checklist. Here's the things that you can think of. Here's a list of sponsors that may be able to help you and help put that information in the hands of our match directors and at every level so that they can better understand what is going on with a major match. And if it is their first time, I think that'll help bring in newer match directors. As for promoting us to potential members, I would like to set up a program very similar to the brand ambassadorships that have worked good for a lot of our sponsors. People that sponsor us also sponsor a lot of shooters. And with that, you know, having them to be able to do videos, you know, help promote themselves and help promote USPSA, as well as, you know, targeted marketing to pretty much every gun shop out there. The FFLs have a list that, the ATF has a list of the FFLs out there so that we can target our shooting sports to gun shops directly. And that'll help bring potential members from a grassroots level, I believe.
After reviewing Article 5, Bylaw 5.1, please provide an outline of your strategy for items 1 through 6.
So there's six of these. So I'm not going to read directly from this, but I did have to have notes to remember all of the specific articles. So I'm a financially conservative person. I believe in not overextending ourselves and to have plenty in savings. And I feel that that's the way that I would attempt to lead the board. Of course, you know, it is one vote of many, but I feel that my example and my leadership style would bring that into a conservative fiscal environment. I have a long list of recruitment techniques. I've thought of a lot of different ways to recruit people, and putting that list of techniques and ideas in front of our board of directors and seeing which one we want to run with, which ones we want to put money into, and perhaps maybe even have some market research done or capitalize on market research that some of our sponsors and others have done in order to get our name out there more. I'd like to see a flyer in every gun shop out there providing, you know, hey, this is what we do. This is who we are. This is USPSA. This is Steel Challenge. Come out and give that a try. So that kind of goes, you know, hand in hand with what I'd said in the last question. I think we need to work with other sports, such as, you know, Metal Madness is huge. It's been growing by leaps and bounds. NRA's Bianchi Cup, if we can, you know, kind of cross-pollinate, we'll work with those. We can allow other people to see, you know, a little bit more of USPSA. For Section 4, I've already created some polls. I did a few of them last year. I've got a few more of them coming out this year as things do change. And I feel that the atmosphere is different this year. So I will consider, you know, keep doing these. And wherever we're going to have our nationals at, reaching out to our chambers of commerce, our cities, and seeing, you know, what they can help us with. Because a lot of times they have programs. I know our county has grants for things that are coming to us because, you know, they know that if they, you know, we bring 1,000 people to their county in a weekend, that they're going to be making so a certain number off of their hotel motel tax, and they're willing to take a portion of that and donate that as in forms of grants to help out the organization that's coming there. Let's see, time's running out, of course. But I also want to make sure that we have for Article 7, we really need to, Article 6, we need to ensure that we have a proper comment period and some transparency on information coming out, rules changes, and stuff like that. Just so that our members know that they have a voice within our organization.
After reviewing the USPSA bylaws, explain how you see your working relationship with the managing director and the board of directors.
So the managing director is the main focus of the internal workings and the management of the and the organization structure. You know, the day-to-day workings, the policy of the organization. We all have to work together as a team. We should all be on the same page and all be working cohesively to complete the same goals and tasks. So the current director is Donna, and I would work hand in hand with Donna as best I could to help our organization grow. The bottom line is we can go so much further if we're all on the same page, communicating with each other and working together to get to the same end goal, which is to, you know, better our sports and better the organization.
What is USPSA doing right?
That's always the hard question because USPSA is doing so many things. We're an organization that doesn't have a whole lot of employees for the amount of work that's getting done. So to me, USPSA is doing many things right. Actually, we're doing about 90% of the things right. The biggest complaints and what we all hear about is what's doing wrong, right? Or correct? So what we're doing right. In the past year, the RO and CRO classes have been updated and upgraded. I've heard that there's been work of a specific Steel Challenge only RO class coming out, or at least a more focused on that. So that's something that we could teach where IPSC is. Those were some of the things that were on my to-do list and hope and, you know, things to be able to get done. The classification system has been getting some updates. They've made, you know, massive improvements in the past year for the meeting minutes. The agendas have started coming out, so we kind of know, you know, what to expect out of the meetings. And we're getting, you know, notices of meetings that we can see. So I feel that just, you know, slight tweaks and focuses in our focus and what we're doing can make this where we're going. Make where we're going much more transparent so we can all see those goals. I think we've been having a lot of nationals. Obviously, we're doing something right with those because they're selling out and getting massive wait lists. We have a new venue that I think is going to be amazing with the Cardinal Shooting Center. So I think those are there's a lot of things that USPSA is doing right. The biggest things that anybody can question are things that can be easily fixed and we can move on to make a much better organization.
If elected, what other issues would you want to address, and what is your strategy for addressing them?
My biggest thing is I would like to reduce the turnover in our sport. And by making some of our resources more readily available to all of our clubs, I think we can help provide better channels for people to volunteer. I think we can provide training for those volunteers so that they can move up and train other volunteers so that they don't get burnt out as quickly. with people training and doing the same thing over and over, everybody gets bored. But if we can have match directors that turn over their reins of leadership, you know, I know some clubs that will do a match director, you know, you have 1 month, and then the next month there's another match director, the next month there's another, and they just rotate that in and out amongst four or five people. That keeps everybody's ideas fresh, and I think it really keeps people coming back more. I think that will reduce turnover. This is one of those questions where a person could, spend hours, you know, what if. But we also have to realize what the president is tasked with. Those are the other issues. That's one of the other big issues. I would like to see us grow our Steel Challenge. I feel that Steel Challenge is one of those things that we could be, a worldwide shooting sport with. But that's going to come with some growing pains and you know, a number of little things that'll have to happen in order for us to get to that level. There was a podcast just the other day where another presidential candidate was saying they want, they'd love to see us have 100,000 members. And I think that's a goal that's going to happen. No matter what we do, we're going to grow to that level. I just hope that we can prepare and plan so that when we get there, we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And that, you know, Jake's got scratches on top of his head because he's trying to pull out hair that's already gone. You know, I don't know how much hair you got there, Jake, but it would make me bald very fast, you know, trying to work in an organization with 100,000 people the way things are running now. So one of the things that I want to see is us have a good, solid plan for that growth so that as we grow, we can not have as much pain to get where we need to be.
If you are unsuccessful in your bid to become president, how will you assist USPSA in the future?
Well, I've volunteered. If anybody wants me to help and wants to put me on any committees and stuff, I've already volunteered for that. Win, lose, or draw, I'm not going to ditch this sport, take my ball, and go home. Actually, I'm going to take my ball and go home because I'm going to put more work into my home club, which is on my range. But I'm still willing to help out and work wherever needed. You know, if serving on committees is something that the board would like to see me do, or the new president, if it's not me, I'm hoping it's me, but it may not be. Once done, then I will more than happily do that. I feel that there's a great potential in rifle shooting, practical rifle, much as like it is with pistols. So PCC has, you know, it's grown by leaps and bounds. Our two gun nationals have been huge. So if we can capitalize on that growth of the sport of two gun, then it will help the USPSA multi-gun umbrella grow quite a bit. And those are some things that I want to look at just here on a local level. Obviously being a salary for USPSA president will help me work better on a national level and will help me do a lot more, but I've been in this sport all my life, and I can't picture my life without the shooting sports. So I'll be around. I'll be shooting some, hopefully more than less, and not too much else will change.
Is there anything else you'd like for the USPSA membership to know about you?
I'd just like everybody to know that I have a hard work ethic. I believe if you can't find a good solution, work harder and a solution will come. If those folks who know me and have worked matches with me, I'm one of the early people on the range and I'm one of the last people to leave the range. I feel that hard work is what leads everyone to success in everything. And I'm willing to put in that work. I also ask a lot of the people around me so that we can all have the spoils of victory together. You know, it's one of those things that if we can all relax and let things go, or we can all work harder. And when we do have a chance to sit back and look at it, we can be super proud of what we've created. So I would greatly appreciate the opportunity to be your president. And with that said, I would love to get to work with you side by side and let's get some things done.
Great. Thank you, Steve. Good luck in your candidacy with USPSA president.
Thanks, Jake. And good luck with nationals coming up.
To find out more about USPSA and Steel Challenge, visit USPSA.org or SCSA.org. Download the USPSA and SCSA mobile apps available in your app store. Check out the NROI.org podcast available on your favorite podcast platform. All rights for this podcast are reserved. No portion of this podcast may be used or redistributed without written permission from the USPSA president. Rules and bylaw discussions on this podcast do not constitute official rulings or bylaw change. Discussions on this podcast are meant to inform and educate. If you have questions or want to reach out to your area director or USPSA office staff, visit uspsa.org/contact.